At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the woman who had come from Galilee with Jesus took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised. Remember what he said to you while you were still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. They returned from the tomb and announced all the things to the 11 and to all of the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles. But their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the burial clothes alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
You're still awake? Don started us this night by telling us that tonight is about love. And the reason tonight is about love, because God is love. Tonight is about God who is love. Not just the touchy-feely type of love, but God is love in action. And we saw tonight, as we shared and remembered the stories from the beginning of creation, how God always acts in love. Out of love, God created the universe. He didn't have to create the universe. He doesn't need the universe. He doesn't need the animals, the plants, or us human beings. But because he is love, love is creative. That's the way true love is. So God created, and everything God created, we were told that God saw how good it was. Tonight, Sam, Cindy, Rachel, Noel, Kim, Leanne, JJ, you are good because God created you to be good. Each one of us is good because God created us to be good. And I know now science tells us, well, no, that's not how was the world created. It doesn't matter how the world was created, whether it's the Big Bang or whatever it was. You can't create something from nothing. There had to be something, whether it's an atom, a proton, an electron, whatever it was, God created that, and that developed into that Big Bang when God said, "Let there be light." And then the laws of physics and nature, but chemistry and biology took over, and the Lord world was created. Human beings, we could have evolved from animals, but at one point, God breathed in us. And that's why we can have a mind, we can reason. And also, that's why we have a free will, because we're created in God's image. God is creation. Love is creative. Then we heard the second story. And we remember the story of Isaac and Abraham that probably gives us chill, you know, goosebumps when we hear of it. How can God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son? But we know how the story ends. And God was not asking Abraham to sacrifice his son. God was asking Abraham to trust in him. Even that meant to give back to God what God gave Abraham, his only son. See, Abraham and Sarah were over 70 years old and they couldn't have children. And one day God came to Abraham and said, I want to give you a promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey. I want to make you a great nation. And Abraham said, okay, I'll go for the ride. And God led him. And God gave him everything. And one day Abraham said, you know, I mean, that's great, God, but I don't have a son who I'm going to leave all of this. And God said, I'll give you a son. And Sarah became pregnant, and they had a son. But God also is a God of fidelity, of faithfulness. And God wants us to trust in him. He wants to teach us that he can be trusted no matter how difficult life gets. So tells Abraham, Abraham, I want Isaac back. And Abraham trusted God and said, here I am, Lord. And God did not want Isaac. He gave him to Abraham. But God wanted Abraham to know that he can trust God no matter what. God is a God who is faithful. He loves us faithfully. No matter what we do, God remains faithful to his covenant. And then one day, our God heard the cries of his people in Egypt. See, our God is not a detached God. He's not like up in heaven, I don't care what happens here, you know, I gave you all of this, you figure it out. He's a God who listens to our prayers, and he heard the prayers of his people, and he called Moses, Moses, I want you to free my people. And Moses said, who, me? And God said, yeah, you, go. And Moses went. Our God shows his love by wanting us to live in freedom. God shows his love by caring about what we're going through, by caring about injustice. He doesn't want his children to live in slavery. He created us to be free. So he showed his love for his people. And as we heard, he fought the battle for them. They did not fight the Egyptians. And he led them to the land of milk and honey, the promised land. And they grew to be a big and powerful nation. But that one happens. They began to think, you know, I don't need God. We don't need God. We're strong. We're powerful. Look at us. And again, they disobeyed God. And the Babylonians, the Chaldeans came in. They sacked Jerusalem, they destroyed the temple, they took him slaves to Babylonia. But God remained faithful, and as we heard in the fourth reading, God called the prophets, and through the prophets, as they were beginning to go back to their land, God told them, don't be afraid, come to me. I have forgiven you. Come, let us start anew. And the only thing that God ever asks of us is one simple thing. Listen to me. Adam and Eve did not listen to God. He gave them everything. He told them just one thing, don't eat from this tree. Obviously, this is a story, but that's the meaning of the story is what's inspired by the Holy Spirit. But you know, everything else was not enough. They wanted that tree. You know how it is with children. Tell them, don't touch this. What's the next thing they're going to do? They're going to go touch it. You kids don't do that, right? And then one day, God went to Mary and say, Mary, I want you to be the mother of my God, my son. And Mary said, yes, like Abraham. And love became a human being. Jesus was born in the world. And when he grew up, he taught us the same thing, that if we want to be in a partnership with God, if we truly believe that God is our Father, then we have to love as God loves us. Then we have to forgive one another as God forgives us. then we have to be generous as God is generous with us. That we have to be kind and compassionate as God is compassionate and kind with us. It's really very simple. God gives us everything, and he asks one thing from us. Listen to me. Do as I ask you to do. I got your back. You don't have to worry. Trust me. Even if it came down to sacrificing your life or your children's life. Because I will not let it happen. But you have to trust me. That's the faith that we're called to have. And God sacrificed his own son so we can have that trust that he truly is a God who is faithful to his promises. That never he goes back on his word, no matter what we do. So the people of the world did not like the message of Jesus, the message of love and forgiveness and patience and kindness. So they condemned him to death. And he died on the cross. And he was laid in the tomb. But tonight, we hear that the tomb was empty. What happened to Jesus? It's interesting that on the Easter Sunday and the vigil night, that the gospel message or the gospel we hear has no appearance of Jesus in it, not even any words of Jesus, and he's the one who celebrates his resurrection. What are we supposed to do? What we're supposed to understand or to take from this? Why should we believe? But the angels tell the woman one important word. Remember. That's why tonight we remember the stories. The stories of how God has been acting throughout of history. From the time God created us and chose to have a relationship with us. How he was always there for us, that he provided us with everything, and all he asked for us is to trust him. Remember, it's important for us to remember, because when we don't remember, we forget, then we begin to become more arrogant, more pride. Well, I am in control. Why do I need God? What did God do to me? I worked hard. I studied hard. I earned, you know, what I own. Everything we have, brothers and sisters, our gifts, our talents, is a gift from God. And everything we make, we accomplish, is really belongs to God. And God wants to show us the way to eternal life, to that promised land. He was not talking about a geographical location. He was talking about heaven. And all he says, just listen to me, look. Remember, he told the woman, Jesus told you this is going to happen. It wasn't happened by surprise. Remember. So tonight, we share our stories with you. We share our memories. Because our faith is not because the tomb was empty. Our faith in how God has been working in the human history for thousands of years. It's about how God has been working in our own life today. The story doesn't end when Jesus ascends to heaven and after the Acts of the Apostles. God is still the same God, and he still makes the same promises, and he still asks us one thing. Listen to me. Do what I ask you to do. Today we hand on these stories because that's where our faith is, not in one incident. But God has proven himself to be trustworthy over all the ages. That same Christ who rose from the dead is present in our lives now and continues to speak to us, to guide us, to listen to us when we pray to him, and to remind us, don't worry if you don't get what you're asking for. Stay with me, and I lead you to paradise. We share these stories with you so they can become your stories. So you become to share with us in the next years and coming years your story about how you experience God living in your life. That's how I know Jesus has risen, because he's been in my life. He guided me when I was down, when I wasn't listening. He kept inviting me till one day I listened. And my life changed over. It was totally different. It wasn't what I wanted. But God had a better plan for me. Is Jesus acting in your lives? Have you experienced his presence in your life, his guidance, his words of comfort, consolation, his words of encouragement? Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? If you do believe, stand up. You at home watching us on social media, if you're in your PJs, stand up. If we don't stand up for our faith in our homes, in our churches where we feel safe, how are we going to stand up in the world and tell them this is not nonsense? Jesus rose from the dead. He's my Lord, my Savior, because he is in my life. That's what the world needs to hear from us. The woman didn't go home and said, we're not going to tell those guys what we think happened. They're going to laugh at us. They had the courage to tell the story and could keep telling till finally it get through the apostles' thick heads and they believed. Sit down. It's easy to stand in the church, but will you stand in the world and proclaim that Jesus rose from the dead? In a world that's still best in darkness, in a world where tonight people are being bombed, people are spending the nights in shelters, in the world where people are sleeping on the streets, in the world where children are dying from hunger, in a world where there is injustice, inequity, do we really believe? Are we willing to put our lives on the line and say, yes, I do believe? That's what we offer you tonight. We started with a fire because Jesus wants each one of us to be on fire, on that fire of love, not the fire to burn the world, but the fire to put the world in love, to show the world what true love is. That's our story. That's what we believe. That's what we celebrate tonight. That's what we invite you to come and enter the story, share our belief, so we can all celebrate one day in heaven.